Yes, good evening. You're listening to ComFest Global Community Film Festival. And tonight we have a very special guest. His name is Antoine Abougebert, is it? Yes?
And, Antoine Gabert is my artist name, yes.
Ah, good. Yeah. Okay. I would like to ask you a few questions about your film, which is called It's All About Me. Now, can you tell me, Antoine, why have you made this film, and what does the title signify?
I made this film because I was actually inspired to make this film because I had a teenage relative that resided on my place for a bit of time, and that was really an eye-opening experience. And what I found is that the perception of this teenage relative was that the world revolved around him, and basically that everything I provided was expected. So in the beginning, I thought perhaps maybe I was overreacting, and, you know, I checked with some of my friends, and I realized that my experience was far from being unique. Personally, I don't have any children. However, I was kind of shocked, you know, to go through this. And I said, well, what's wrong with this generation? So that was my first kind of inspiration. But I'm a researcher by training, so my curiosity kind of led me to do something about it, and I decided to do this documentary. And what I've done is go and meet, interview some different various experts, employers, educators, baby boomer parents, and several also representative of Generation Me. And Generation Me is defined basically the kids of the baby boomer from Generation X plus Y plus Z, which are the youngest one, about the 15, 16 years old. That's the Z. And that is basically what makes Generation Me. And the title of the film is It's All About Me, because they're very self kind of centered in terms of compared, for example, to the older generation. So that was the whole purpose of doing this film, is was basically to investigate and explore. There were so many questions for me to make some sense of it all. You know, what happened, why it happened, you know, how this sense of entitlement among Generation X, Y, and Z, which, like I said, we call Generation Me, you know, becomes such a core topic with families and corporations and society in general. The other point was, you know, why is this entitled attitude worsening with every new generation entering the society? How did it all originate, you know? So I was very curious about all that, and, you know, I was trying to understand the Gen Me behavior versus the previous generation, and what is the clash between them as well. I mean, if you hear some baby boomers, they really don't feel that the younger generation are at par. So we need to understand why people feel that way from the different generation. And but, you know, it's also the fault of the baby boomers. So this whole film was about kind of investigating and coming out with why we identified all these things, how these things happen, and also why there's this huge disconnect between Generation Me expectation and the reality. You know, they have they finish university, for example, and they expect to make the big salary, six figures, and have all the big vacations, and they barely started to work. It's barely a month, and they're already, they expect you know, to have all these things. So it's kind of sometimes unrealistic based on what the market is offering. So I was also looking at, okay, did we get there as well? Was there an influence, for example, of the social media, such as Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Tumblr? And also, you know, is the Hollywood scene, have on Gen Z certain influence in terms of their behavior and also their body modification. For example, we see a lot of young people today with tattoos, piercing, they've done plastic surgery, all that. So these are things, you know, I was kind of curious to identify, in which we kind of look into the film as well.
Thank you for that explanation. I'd like, sorry to cut you off for a moment, but I just want to know, what qualities, what human qualities do you feel are missing in Generation Me, and why have they turned out this way?
Well, I could, you know, I could give you, there's a, I think it's a question of not establishing boundaries when they grew up and giving them this, in the education system, we looked at the whole self-esteem kind of thing. It was protecting the self-esteem. So they could do no wrong, and therefore we did not establish boundaries up front. And therefore they think that everything they do is fine, but when they arrive in the real world, unfortunately, that is different. So it is, you know, the reality is different than what really the bubble of education. And that was kind of the whole thing, how we arrived there. And that's actually the whole interest in the film is to see how we have evolved and how we arrived there. And because there's different silos that we've looked at in the film. One, we looked at how people grew up, you know, in at home in terms of the family. We look at the education system. We look at as well stepping away from religion. What impact has it had on values and things like that? We also look at the environment, and the environment in there you have, you know, the technology, you have the work environment, you have the influence of Hollywood, the lifestyle, and more, right? So we look at all this as a whole, and we try to understand how we arrive there. And what also, what the good thing about this this film is, we also have solutions, which is that are kind of brought up by some of the people that are interviewed. And I think that's quite important, because often, you know, we look at documentaries and then, you know, we get alarmed about certain things, but then we don't have solutions. Okay, how are we going to handle this? The nice part with this documentary I thought was important to have is to have some solutions that are offered by some of the experts that are interviewed in the film.
And can you give me one of those solutions?
I think you have to see the film.
All right. Well, there's, we're talking to not only a director, but a producer as well, I understand, someone who creates value for his film. Okay, I will be there lining up with all the rest of Toronto.
I think Comfest has been very innovative in terms of the choice of the film, because it is a controversial film. You know, it will create a lot of discussion, as much from some baby boomer parents to some of the younger generation. But I think the purpose of the film is basically to you know, create a dialogue to inspire viewers from all the generation to kind of reflect, you know, on the current situation and discuss this kind of global issue of narcissism, actually, that we see with their family members. And hopefully it will help this film bridge the current gap between generation and maybe build a greater understanding of our younger generation for the sake of their future.
Yes, and do you think, I also teach the exact group you're talking about. I do part-time teaching at an academy for actors. And I teach students in their 20s, late teens, early 20s. Do you think we're being unfair to them in that it could just be all a part of growing up? Will reality eventually hit them and they have to change their attitudes, or are they already bred in the bone? Are they already dyed in
the gas? I think it's a very good point that you're bringing up. One of it is, you know, once you grow up, high school and all that, this is where basically you instill the principle of adulthood. And if at that time they learn that they could get good marks by doing nothing, and that happens a lot because of, unfortunately, the education system, to protect the self-esteem. Everyone gets an A and everything, or have good marks, and they do nothing. They just show up and they expect everything. And I think that's a big problem, because this is what we see today, and it's very difficult to change that unless we start from the younger age. Unfortunately, we're not teaching our young today about leadership, about working hard, and about being the best. Unfortunately, a lot of them, they just want to pass and get the marks, and they don't really want to work for them. I've seen that myself, because I was teaching at the university several years ago, and for 3 years in the scientific area, however, but, you know, it's still the same. And I've seen that, like, you know, way long time ago, from 1 year to another, the students didn't want to work hard. They just want to have the marks, because it was something else they need to tick on the box of their education. And now even worse, I think now you have the helicopter parents, which are not helping either. Instead of telling the teacher, or supporting the teacher in getting their kids working harder, they go in and basically tell the teacher that they're not teaching properly, or their kids are not doing well because of the teacher. Instead of saying, well, perhaps maybe the teenage needs to do some work and work harder to study and get better. I mean, there's a lot of issues. The film will also bring a lot of a major issue is a high suicide rate in the younger people, because they don't even know how to handle failure. A lot of them have never failed, and when they arrive in real life and they fail, they don't know how to handle it, because that's the fault of our system, because we're not giving them the tools to learn how to do that. So I do sincerely hope that once people see the film, I mean, we have some amazing people that have been interviewed in that film.
How have you humanized the issue? Who are these people? Do we care about them?
I beg your pardon?
Do we care about them? As every documentary must make the audience care about the person. When we humanize any issue as a documentary filmmaker, the people matter most.
Well, I think the people who matter, I mean, the people we do care most is our younger generation. And I think hopefully the people that have are interviewed are people that have to deal with the situation, and they come up with some solutions to help. And now it's up to, every single generation has something to do to fix the situation. And if we don't do it, then we will continue to spiral down, for sure. I think that all the people that are interviewed in the film, we talk from some psychologists who had to deal with young people suiciding and why it happened, and understand all these things, so we could prevent some terrible situation as a suicide in younger people.
Yes, this film is very complex and very important. I want to ask you, what specific audience target are you aiming the film at? Is there a particular group or just a general audience? What's your audience target?
Actually, the audience is from everyone is basically a target for this film, because in there you have information for baby boomers, parents, for Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z. And I think for each of them, it's about understanding why each generation behaves a certain way. And we have also an explanation, a bit of a historical assessment of the different generation, what happened in each of the time of these generations. It could be the war, or it could be the venue of the internet, or the beginning of the computer, and how this influenced people, and how today it's still influencing those generations. But if you don't understand what's before or what's after, then it's very difficult to to be able to be helpful to the younger generation today. So I think there is a lesson in terms of an education here part for every single generation, all viewers from all generations.
And what specific lesson would you want the audience to walk away with? Is there a particular point or
there are
or lesson?
Several important points that are made in the film. They're perhaps too long to list here. But I think every of the specialists, and as well even some of the younger generation who have struggled, they also bring up how they struggled and that they would have preferred something different in their education system or how they grew up. And I think that's important. It's something to pay attention in terms of how people kind of have struggled and why, and try to see how we can make some changes for the younger generation that are coming up soon.
Yes, and my one fear is that when these individuals become parents, their parenting style will pass on the same generation me that they've learned to live with. Is that one of your fears?
Surprisingly, some of them not. For example, at this moment, those who have kids are not the Generation Y, but the Generation X. And a lot of the Generation X are definitely more careful about, being a parent and how they don't want to have the same divorce rate and all that they've seen in their own with their own parents that are the baby boomer. And interestingly, the baby boomer had the best example of being in a relationship and marriage and all that, because they had the silent generation, which are their parents who did the war, who stayed together, whatever happened. But the baby boomers, basically, there was a huge divorce. But Generation X are not behaving the same way. They are actually, they don't want to go through what the baby boomers have done, which basically they were all working as much, both the parents used to work too much, and they're not spending enough time with the kids. It was all about making money and not necessarily being there for the kids. Now, Generation X, I could tell you, they're totally different. They want to have those nice things, but they also want a balanced life. So, interestingly, once you start understanding the different generation, and they're trying to correct some of the mistakes, for example, that were made by the baby boomers. Generation Y are totally different than Generation X. They don't think the same way, and Generation Z even. I mean, it's amazing, between the 20s and the 15 years old, there's a huge difference. They're in their own world, Generation Z, in their own little bubble with the technology, and we really have to help them better communicate with the outside world, because they're so involved in the technology and all that, they don't know how to talk to each other.
How can Generation Me even begin to learn to change? And do they have to? Really?
Well, I think they, based on what's going on and this amazing competitiveness that we have in the workplace and all that, if they want to survive, they have to learn what it is about, the real life is about, and how they need to adapt and do some changes. And that's why the importance of this film is understanding how we arrive there, and also look at what are the options and solutions to try to change this, from my point of view, this down spiral if we don't do anything. I mean, it is even tougher now for them, because economy is terrible. We promised a lot of things for Generation X and Y in terms of, you go to university and you will get this big job. So they go to university, they have one or two diplomas, they can't find a job. So it's the situation happened that way. So we need to change certain things. You know, not everybody should necessarily go to university, or maybe we should go into the trades, and that's some of the things that are brought up in the film. You know, there's lots of opportunity in the trades, but nobody wants to go there because it's too much work. So it's very interesting. You know, when you start looking at the whole, you know, the whole key elements, then you have a better understanding, and then you say, oh yeah, now I understand why, you know, we have to be careful with this and say more of that, and you know, and I think that's where the film, it's a very, it was a very kind of difficult film to put together because we have so much information, and to be honest with you, I think there's we have enough footage actually to do a television series on the whole topic. There is so much information and so much that we could provide. I think there is a great opportunity actually to have that if we can.
Well, I will be there, and I hope to meet you on the evening of September the 14th at 8:30 p.m. at the Rainbow Cinema, 80 Front Street East. We'll be screening the film It's All About Me, and tonight we've been speaking with its director, Antoine Abougaher. Yes.
Antoine Gabert.
Okay.
Okay. It took me all my life to learn it, so don't worry.
All your life, yes. You know, it's very comforting, Antoine, to know that we turned out okay.
Yeah. Well, we have to have our kids turn out okay too, so let's help them.
That's right. We have to support each other, and I hope it's just a phase, but we shall see. Thank you very much. You've been listening to ComFest Global Community Film Festival Program, and good night, and thank you, Antoine. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Bye-bye, Vladimir.
Bye-bye.